roll call, please.
Chair Gutierrez.
Present.
Vice Chair Poikert.
Present.
Commissioner Gilbert. Commissioner Esbander.
Present.
Commissioner Gonzalez.
Present.
All present, two vacancies.
Okay. Do we have anyone requesting to speak on anything not on the agenda?
No, sir.
Okay. Did everybody get a chance to see the Planning Commission meeting minutes of August 6th?
I move to accept the minutes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Maybe we get rid of that echo too, Daniel. Oh, I need another password too on this thing here. One more password.
Kim.
Okay.
All right. Password.
Our first item, please.
Good evening, Chair, Planning Commissioners. I'll be making the presentation here on the first public hearing item tonight. The file numbers for reference are Conditional Development Permit number 2024-0011 and Precise Plan of Design number 2024-0018. This is an application filed by Sunrise Church, and the project is called the Peace Center. This first slide here, just want to familiarize you with the project site. It is located at 2759 North Iola Drive. This is specifically located at the southeast corner of Riverside Avenue and Iola Drive. The property has a zoning designation of single-family residential, and the church was constructed and established in 1992. You can see the boundaries of the church site on the aerial image in this slide. To the east, there's Trapp Elementary School, and then to the north, west, and south are existing residential uses. And so what Sunrise Church proposes to do is to construct a 12,000 square foot accessory building that'll be known as the Peace Center, and that building will be used for food distribution purposes. It'll be located at the south end of the church site in the grass field, if you saw on the previous slide. It will be set back 240 feet from Iola Drive, 112 feet from the nearest residences to the south, and 77 feet from Trapp Elementary. In addition to the building, there will also be two shade canopies constructed attached to the structure. There will also be a truck unloading area on the southeast side of the building, and then also a screen fence on the southeast side of the building just to help screen any noises from any of the trucks from the residences. Additionally, they'll also install a new trash enclosure within the church parking lot and new landscape planters in the church parking lot. On this next slide here, just showing you the floor plan. Again, 12,000 square feet in size. It'll be broken up into several different areas. You have a dry goods storage room, cooler room, freezer room, and then there'll also be a staging and processing area, maintenance room, and then various office areas. There'll also be two roll-up doors, one on the north side of the building and one on the east side of the building. The one on the north side will be used to take goods out for the food distribution purpose, and then the one on the east side will be used for the receiving of donated food items. Right here, you can see a rendering of the proposed building. The architectural style has been designed to match the aesthetics and exterior of the church itself, specifically with the embossed beige colored exterior. Also the pitched roof with roofing material to match that of the church. They'll also be adding some blue metal accents, some wood paneling accents. And again, as I mentioned, there's also the canopy, and then there'll be accents on the columns as well. As far as the operations of the building, the plan is to operate the food distribution from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. For the food distribution operation, customer vehicles would enter the site at the southerly driveway that is connected to Iola Drive. You can see on the image here of the site plan There are the red arrows indicating where cars would queue. They'd pull up to the canopy where they would then receive the food package, and then they would follow that green arrow path out to the middle driveway connected to Iola Drive to exit. So there will be substantial parking for hundreds of vehicles on site if need be, though it's not anticipated that there would ever be any of that level of queuing at any time. But should it be, the church site does accommodate it. So in addition to the food distribution, there will be some other operations as far as receiving and staging and packaging. Those will occur Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. There will be no food distribution operations whatsoever on the weekends or during any church service hours. As far as the food deliveries are concerned, those will occur on Monday and Thursday only, and there would be at most two trucks on either day. The project before the commission tonight is exempt per the California Environmental Quality Act, specifically section 15303, new construction or conversion of small structures, and a notice of exemption form has been prepared. The project is consistent with the single family residential zone, the city's design guidelines, and the surrounding uses. There was a neighborhood meeting held for this project on February 13th of this year. About 17 folks attended that meeting. The project was generally well received by the public. For this meeting tonight, public hearing notices were mailed out to all property owners within 660 feet of the project site, and the notice was also published in the San Bernardino Sun newspaper. The staff has not received any notice from any of those that notices were sent out to. And so with that, staff recommends that the commission determine that the project is categorically exempt pursuant to CEQA section 15303, and then adopt the attached resolutions approving the conditional development permit and the precise plan of design. And that concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, and the applicant's representatives are also available in the audience.
Okay, let's go ahead and open public comments first. Do you have any questions of staff before we have the applicant come up, and then see if the public wants to speak?
There's not going to be any kitchen facilities. This is just strictly food in and out.
Yeah, they won't be like preparing meals there. I mean, if there is a kitchen, it's limited to a break area for the staff. That's it. But they will be bringing in donated goods, packaging those up, and then distributing those to the public that come to the facility to pick them up.
I had a, excuse me. I think it's 12,000 square feet, right?
Yes.
And breaking it down, I came up with about less than 1,000 or about 1,000 shortage as far as the space. Maybe my math is bad. I don't know. But I came up with about 800 square feet short that wasn't designated on this.
Oh, on the floor areas?
Mm-hmm.
There's some covers over the edges of the building. That, when you factor that in, the full coverage of the building, it's 12,000 square foot.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are they, one other question. How many families do they think you'll be working with?
How many families, as far as those that will be receiving the goods,
yes,
or working at the facility?
No, receiving.
Oh, okay. As far as total number, estimated numbers, I would ask the church,
okay,
if there was representatives, if they could provide that.
Okay.
Good deal. Maybe we get the applicant up.
Sure. Please.
Mm-hmm. Pastor or somebody coming up?
Good evening, Council. So far, since we've started in the inception of the Peace Center, we've fed over 1 million people, 1 million families. To date, just this year, we're over 160,000 people fed. Each month, we're looking at just over about 25-ish thousand, depending on the month, obviously, and how many weeks are in the month.
What was your name again?
David Gomez, sir.
How are you associated with this?
I'm the outreach pastor that oversees the Peace Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the products that you plan on redistributing to families, those are coming in off on the trucks, right? There's not going to be a drop-off center for people to leave a bunch of stuff.
That is correct. We purchase and we work with organizations such as Feeding America, Community Action Partnership, and so they come in on semi trucks and other box trucks that deliver food.
So make sure. So it's not going to be a shelter of any kind.
No, sir.
It's a distribution
No, sir.
And we're not dropping off like boxes there with that food that nobody's paying attention to?
No, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
One of the things that I work with St. Catherine's Food Bank, and one of the things that we get from, we work with Costco, one of the stores, and Feeding America, but sometimes we get produce that is kind of going bad, so we say, no, we don't want that, because we want to be make sure that people get what they want. There was also a program out at Ferguson Park. I don't know if you were aware of it, where you can get free produce, and you might want to tie in with them, because they have it on the third Thursday. As a matter of fact, we're going there tomorrow, and it's free. And they're tied in with a lot of community organizations that give out food baskets, produce, and stuff like that.
Yes, sir. I believe the organization you're talking about is Never Stop Grinding,
yes.
NSG. We partner with them as well. We've done many events with them as
That's
well.
That's through IEHP?
Excuse me?
IEHP?
IEHP. We have not done any events for them, but we have received grants through our nonprofit to be able to do events for IEHP.
Thank you.
For both of you, Danny, you said it was generally received by the community. What was the not so general part that wasn't received well?
No, I don't think there was anything that was not well received.
Okay.
No.
I think the biggest thing is I just want to make, you know, it's a great cause, and I just want to make sure it doesn't turn into a homeless shelter or are people dropping stuff that's not zoned for that, any of that.
Yeah.
And you got your assurance that's not going to be the case.
That is correct. Okay. Yeah, we've been operating for just over 4.5 years already, sir, and so none of that.
Okay.
There's also gated all the way around, so you wouldn't have any problem.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the applicant? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have anyone else requesting to speak on this item?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Terry Thompson.
Mr. Thompson. How you doing, Mr. Thompson? I haven't seen you in a long time.
He comes retired.
I'm sorry, did you say Terry Thompson?
No. Sorry, Mr. Thompson.
Yes, you did. Okay, I'm sorry. Back there, you can't hear.
Oh, are you getting that old, Terry?
Okay. Terry Thompson, 2531 North Idlewild Avenue. I've lived up in that area for 45 years, before the church was built. And I was speaking to some of my neighbors about this just the other day, and there was some question about a vehicle stack up during the days of distribution, especially along the right curb sign of, we'll call it northbound Ayala. I took a look at the attachments that are to this matter, and I was pleased to see that there was a significant setback. And the setback of the building itself provides very adequate staging and queuing areas that are out of traffic. I also explained to them, if you want to see backup, go to any elementary, middle school, or high school, or should I say it, In-N-Out, or Chick-fil-A's, or any other large business. Retail type of casual dining that have that kind of vehicle stack up during peak hours. And looking at the hours that I see here of distribution offset by the hours of delivery by day and by time, I think that would also lend itself to mitigating any vehicle stack up that we may have on a Ayala.
And you support this project?
Oh, very much so. I support it very much so.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Any other requests to speak?
No, sir.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Move to determine that the project is categorically exempt pursuant to CEQA section 15303E, new construction and conversions of small structures, and to adopt the attached resolution exhibit E and F, thereby approving the conditional development permit number 2024-0011 and precise plan of design number 2024-0018, subject to findings and conditions therein.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Good luck. Thank you, sir. You're welcome. You guys are all welcome to stay if you want. Just kidding. You can go.
You can stay for the rest of the meeting, you know. Jeez.
All right.
Give him a word.
Good evening, commissioners.
Go ahead, Jason. Yeah, I'm surprised Story didn't come either.
Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. Our second presentation tonight is a proposed truck and trailer storage yard at 2175 South Willow Avenue. The associated numbers are conditional development permit number 2025-0002, precise plan of design number 2025-0002, lot line adjustment number 2025-0001, and environmental assessment review 2025-0001. So the proposed truck and trailer storage yard is here on 2175 South Willow Avenue. It's just south of Slover on the east side of Willow. The first part would be that they're going to merge the properties and two properties into one larger 4.04 acre parcel. And there on the map, you can see parcel one and parcel two will be merged to become parcel A, which is the larger outline. The truck and trailer storage yard is for a speculative tenant. It will be screened and will have the black louver gates at the front to conceal it. There is an existing structure there. As you can see on the slides, it's quite a mess, but it will be rehabilitated and refurbished to look as the elevation on the right. It's 5,800 square feet, about 100 by 58 feet wide, and it's 19 and a half feet long. It already exists, but it'll be cleaned up. There will be landscaping, as you can see, lots of trees, lots of screening from Willow Avenue, vegetation and plants. It'll look a lot nicer than it does now. Planning staff recommends approval of conditional development permit number 2025-002 and approval of precise plan of design number 2025-0002. And find that the environmental assessment review number 2025-001 is exempt. And if you have any questions, and the applicant is here if you have any specific questions.
Any questions of staff before we open up to the public?
This is a speculative development?
Yes, sir.
You don't have a yes, tenant.
I'm sorry?
You don't have a tenant yet?
As a few weeks ago when we spoke, I do not. They do not. And as of yet, they don't have a tenant yet.
Okay. Let's go ahead and open the public comments. Do you have anyone requesting to speak on this?
No, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Applicant, of course. I got ahead of myself.
Oh,
I
sorry.
No, you're fine.
Jacob something Glaze. Else.
Good morning, Chair and Commissioners. Nice to see you all again. Jacob Glaze, Kim Lee Horn. Address 1100 Town and Country Drive, Orange, California. Ultimately, to answer the question that was just addressed, we don't have any tenants as of yet. We were going back and through. We have a couple opportunities with some neighboring tenants that were looking at the piece of property for additional storage of trucks, but we hadn't locked anything yet, just not knowing exact timing of the project itself. But our the ownership that is taking over the property is looking forward to ultimately being a good tenant and then bringing the piece of property, which is kind of abandoned now, up to code conformance and up to landscape conformance.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So hopefully that addressed your question. I also wanted to thank Mr. Jason for all his help. He's been fantastic through the process. So as the usual, the staff in Rialto has been great to work with.
Okay.
Happy to answer any other questions should you or the commissioners have any.
You guys have any questions?
The last time you requested a continuance was because of the traffic?
Yes, sir. We did request a continuance. Ultimately, there is a discrepancy in the existing use that was occurring on site. Funny enough, the existing use is, and it's actually written inside of the business license, is a horse and carriage use. And so because of that horse and carriage use, we had a traffic. We had a trip generation that was based off of trucks in truck storage yard, but we weren't actually able to utilize that existing trip use because of the business license was reflective of a horse and carriage use. And so we had to modify our trip study to reflect a horse and carriage use instead of a truck use. So it was ultimately we were operating as the site was operating as a truck use, but didn't have a business license. So again, we're trying to bring it up to code.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, I'll ask again. No other requests to speak?
No, sir.
Okay.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Any opposed? No? Okay.
Move to approve the conditional development permit number 2025-0002, subject to the findings and condition therein, and to approve precise plan of design number 2025-0002, subject to the findings and condition therein, and to find that environmental asset review number 2025-001 is exempt.
Second.
Mr. Chair, if I may?
Yes, sir.
Just to clarify the motion, I just want to be clear that we're moving to approve, or rather to adopt the two or resolutions as well as part of all that.
Okay.
Okay. That's good?
Okay. Yeah. That was second for that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Now we have community development comments, right?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just a couple items for you. We do anticipate having both meetings in September.
Okay.
The first meeting of the month will be the Wednesday right after Labor Day. So I think that's the third, maybe. The third?
Yeah, the third.
Okay. So we do have an item for that meeting, and we anticipate a couple items for the second meeting in September as well.
17?
Yes. We have a Economic Development Committee meeting on Thursday next week, and Tuesday for City Council, we should have a revisit of commission appointments for anyone who's interested. I believe it'll be back on the agenda. So anyway, I think that's it. Paul, do you have anything else?
If we come, they're going to leave it on the agenda this time.
So as of this morning, it was on the agenda, and that's all I can say.
Do you know what the process is going to be at that meeting?
I do not. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can do me a favor, Paul. I won't be able to attend the meeting. You can just let me know who's going to be on here. If I'm not on, if I'm on, okay, great. Then yeah. I want to find out the new members so we can help coordinating and get things structured up before. It seemed like a lot of folks have put in for it, and it might be a full shuffling of the deck, but mm-hmm. just want to make sure we maintain order and some structure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the city clerk will probably reach out as soon as everything is done and wrapped up to get some onboarding done, and then depending on, like you said, how the deck is reshuffled, as planning staff, we'll make sure to get in touch with all the commissioners and do some sort of touch base before our next meeting or before everybody gets sworn in again.
That'd be great.
So next meeting for the council Tuesday is going to be?
We should know, hopefully.
It's on the agenda, so yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Commission?
Oh, that's right. Tell me that. Labor Day, Monday, City Hall will be closed, okay. September 1st.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, we've been busy, but we haven't heard any comments from the city. You guys going to your annual conferences on potential businesses. What's the sense out there? Are people holding back? I mean, can we get here's where I'm at. And I've been saying this since Mike Story was sitting in that chair before he sat there. I want a Trader Joe's, and the key thing back then was the social economic, the average medium income is not high enough for this. So I have been, since 07, I've been sitting here talking about we need more houses. So the new houses comes with newer prices, which pushes up the average medium income as well as the education level that should draw on these types of businesses.
Oh, you want a Trader Joe's, don't you?
I want to see the city flourish. I don't want to see, we're like two steps behind a lot of things. So with all the houses going in Renaissance, and those are $600,000 homes, and you got these houses here off the 210, are we seeing any demand for more anything other than a 99-cent store and a yogurt shop or a car wash?
Sure. So I can tell you Trader Joe's has a different set of criteria than just median household income and whatnot. They also require a certain level of education across the board in a city and whatnot. So I am not aware that Trader Joe's has interest yet, but it's something that's
like
always
Sprouts.
On.
We have a Sprouts.
We have Sprouts,
but
right.
They put it by the 10 freeway. I don't know anyone that drove it.
I can tell you we at ICSC were pretty busy in May, and staff's also going the end of September to ICSC Western, which is out in Palm Springs.
Okay.
And so we'll be out there for a couple days with Daniel Casey, with our economic development manager, and myself and a couple council members, I believe, are going as well to have additional meetings. We have some things that are in discussions that I can't say yet, right? And so I will say there are exciting things. There is still interest in the city. We are, because of the volume of housing and the price of housing and what that brings to the city, it is helpful. But the like a lot of cities, there's heavy competition for those in-demand retailers.
I think the one thing that we can brag about is some of these big companies that doubted us. I remember they didn't want to put a Starbucks in City of Rio Alto, and then Magic Johnson, I think it was.
I remember that first
one. Because they're private, you know, they don't have outside, they're not a franchise. So they partnered with him, and that became the busiest Starbucks opening they've ever had. And it would flourish there on Baseline and Riverside, I think was the first one. And In-N-Out Burger is like killing it in the city. So it would be nice, and I just hope that some of this historical information that you guys may not be aware of, that you guys can help brag about that to draw some of these in.
I
it'd be nice, because at least Sam's Clubs like to be near a Costco, and we got a Costco in Fontana. It would be great to draw in a big box store like that in here.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to get that off of Alder, but that didn't work out. It became a warehouse. But those are valuable businesses that have legitimate jobs, not just warehouses that are highly automated. So that's just words of encouragement. I just
appreciate it.
Whatever happened to that, there was an effort by the previous mayor to get a Sam's.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Over by Valley. Is that kind of...
I'm not aware of that particular location, but another thing that we're doing in an effort to sort of highlight what the departments in community development, so planning, economic development, business license, what everybody's working on, building and safety as well, is to put together a report monthly that shows sort of not just what projects are on the book with planning, but what building and safety is looking at in plan check, so we can see what's actively being looked at that's going to be constructed, what businesses have applied through business license to come in. And so this will be the first month at the end of August where we're packaging that information differently for council to look at. And so once they see the economic development, I'm happy to share it out with you guys as the commission if you're interested in that information.
The other thing too, oh, I'm sorry, Frank, go ahead.
That would be good, yeah.
Okay.
The other thing too is sit-down restaurants. Every sit-down restaurant in the city is packed on a Friday or Saturday, so a few of them. That's another thing I would encourage to push to. Just trying to, I'm too cheap to move, you must understand. So I want the city to flourish because I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
So, that's my call. The only thing, is DeVin still here? Thank you for getting Casa Grande going. I appreciate it. Looks great. Looks great. I was going to talk. I appreciate it. I'll talk with maybe Jason. See if we could get the PD. We can talk to them, or you can pass on the PD. The new stop signs we put on Palmetto and Casa Grande, if they can maybe, it's small window time, 5:45 to 6:30, either day or night. They will give out limitless tickets to running stop, that new stop sign, all the way around. I mean, blowing through them, not even slowing down. So it's that new stop sign. They have flags on it, and it's a typical complaint. The Target employees, the kids that just pull right through. I just want someone to get hurt. But that's it. Yeah. That's all I have. I said a lot today, so I apologize.
No. All right. Well, we always appreciate the input, the feedback, the direction. So we will start getting you some more information. When you guys look at the list and the way we have it packaged up, I'd appreciate the feedback. So anything that would make it more meaningful to you and how it's organized or what information is contained, feel free to let me know or Paul or Daniel, and we'll make sure we're just starting to repackage this so that we can use it for things like this. So any feedback you have along those lines will be helpful. You know,
I did have a thought. Several years ago, the developer came in and made a presentation. One of the things that was mentioned was the Panera's. Mm-hmm. He says, well, no, they don't meet the income limit. They're, you know, they don't have the education. We have two Panera's, one north and one south.
Yep.
And that's why I'd like to know how these new businesses are doing and how the older ones are doing too. Because
sure.
If we need to give them a boost, fine.
Yeah.
Let's help them be successful.
Okay.
We're interested in making the city more lucrative as far as income, revenue,
right,
and all of that, and make it a little bit broader in terms of what they have to offer.
I apologize. I do have one more thing.
Sure.
So I went to, what is that new center where the McDonald's is, the other side of Renaissance, and mm-hmm. You got the blue. Remember she came for a conditional development permit for that? She wanted to make it a small BevMo, but her size there. What's the name of it? Blue Bayou or something? So I've been trying to support her. I'll go in there and contribute to a good beer here and there. And her business is starting to pick up finally, but she had a lot of questions for me. And I told her to email so I could forward them to you guys. Because what she's being forced to do right now, she's looking for a spot where she can do tasting sessions of some of the liquor. She showed me an invoice. She's going to Sierra Lakes there. She's paying $8,800 for a couple of events to be able to just to, and it's helping her business in Rialto, but she's having to spend all that money in Fontana to drag it back to Rialto.
Right.
So I don't know what you guys could reach out to her, the owner of that place, to get her concerns, because she's a small business owner and she was the one that came in. You know, obviously a business owner, they're the worst employers because they never give you a day off when you're the owner. So she's always there. So it'd be good for someone to talk with.
Yeah, we'll send economic development out there to go in person, touch base with her.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, and anything like that, you can always direct to staff, whether it's me or Paul or Daniel, and we'll make sure someone gets on it. Another thing that I can mention to you guys that will be helpful and sort of along these same lines is through economic development, we're looking at launching a business spotlight where we go out in person with IT and actually do like sort of a video, you know, all about the business, talk with the business owner, show sort of their operations and things like that. And then we'll put it on the website and we'll also run it on the Rialto network and some things like that. So I'm sure she's on our list because we pulled from business licenses and whatnot.
She recognizes me. She's always hitting me every time I go in there. But she's hustling. I appreciate that. I like hardworking people.
Okay, so. Yeah. We'll reach out to her.
Okay. With the big, beautiful builders, is there any opportunities, maybe like battery plants or solar or networking with AI? I mean, those types of industries, was there any funding that you guys heard of or nothing? Not much?
I don't have information on anything. I don't know that as of yet that's made it out this way. But, you know, with the number of industrial buildings that we have, either
saturated,
existing or on the books, I mean, there's always potential that something like that could come in and operate out of one of those or whatnot. But as you're probably aware with the federal government, the bill will be now, but the money will be like, you know, years down the road. So not always instantaneous.
Thanks so much. I have nothing else. You guys have anything else? Your favorite time?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Sorry for so many questions. Tell him we said hi.
Here.
Yeah, we said hi and wish him the best.
So he wanted me to.
Yeah, I looked for him in the audience.
Yeah.
I think he must have heard you or someone.
Oh, I've always.